Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Welcome along to the potty. Thanks again to Sash and all the team, Wollongong Mazda. Great to catch up with you guys as well. Australia Day tomorrow. Can I give you some word of advice?
All right, go for it. What do you got?
If you are going out with the Australian flag, don't wear it as a cape. just a bit of a word of advice. You look a tool. Okay, you look a dick. And that's it's actually quite disrespectful of the Australian flag.
Well, you're not meant to do that, are you?
Well, you're not. No, you're not.
Unless, of course, you are an Australian superhero. Part of your outfit.
If you're saving lives, yes, then maybe you probably do need the cape.
And you're able to fly.
Yeah.
That's, in those circumstances, that's the only way. So if you can fly, wear an Australian flag as a cape.
Yep.
Do you know, I was telling Damo this the other day, you weren't around, probably left early because you needed something for the baby excuses. I don't know, maybe it's something.
Mate, you're just lucky I'm here.
Wow. So I was saying to Damo, mates of mine in the Navy and the Air Force, if they're carrying an Australian flag and any part of the Australian flag touches the ground, they are on instant detention duties.
Really?
Yeah. That's how well they treat the Australian flag. They treat it as something that should be treated. Yeah, with much respect and honour. So yeah, they're fighting for that flag. They're fighting for us that muck about under the flag.
Don't wear it
as a cape. That is right.
Yeah, so don't wear it as a cape. You look a dick. Don't drink up a storm and not wear sunscreen.
You're spoiling all of Jade's plans for tomorrow.
Exactly right.
Oh, that's it. Can't wear a cape. What about an Australian flag muumuu? Because that's what I'm thinking about.
That would suit you no end. If you're going to wear an Australian flag muumuu, can we have the photos? I want to keep them for a little later on.
Oh, man. I do not want photos of me at this stage.
What are you doing for Australia Day? You doing anything special?
We're going to go to the farm. Kill Lee. Got a group of friends. So we're going to... Someone, I don't know who it is going to be going down early to set up some gazebos.
It sounds like that's Milko. The poor husband. Yeah. I can see that happening. Milko, get on down there. Put some balloons around.
You'll be down there.
Gazebo.
What time does your officiating duty start as the ambassador?
I think it's about 11 o'clock, so
you got to sleep in.
I got to sleep in, then I go make a little speech and bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah, nice.
Then I go eat Lamingtons for the afternoon.
Oh, nice.
Lamingtons? Are they made from lamb?
I think they are.
The way that you said it, Lamingtons.
I think they are, yeah. I'm having a Lamington cutlet.
Yum.
You're an idiot, seriously.
What are you doing?
Just at home getting pissed.
In the aircon.
Yeah, that's right. Now we will do the morning. We'll do the morning at the beach, I reckon, before it gets really, really freaking hot. Yeah. Whatever you're doing across the Illawarra and across Australia, wherever you're listening across the world to this podcast, you won't get it because it's not Australia Day at your joint. If you're living somewhere else in the world. But
maybe you'll be doing Australia Day abroad.
Yes, that's right.
The pub's open.
If you're listening to this podcast and you live abroad, send a message to me. Send me an email. We've got a few Damienites sending us emails saying, Stop picking on Damien. Send us an email. Adam.Straney, Straney, @wavefm.com.au. Let us know what you're doing Australia Day via the email and we'll say g'day in the potty.
Pick on Straney.
Yeah, go on. I dare you.
Pick on Straney. Oh, pick on him.
Jade Straney and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
You know, the mercury over the weekend got up to, in Albion Park in particular, just got into the 40s. Oh. And tomorrow for Australia Day, it is going to be hot again.
I knew it was in the 40s. I mean, it was so hot at the weekend. And it came out of nowhere, didn't it? I mean, we've had rain recently. We've had cold weather. And then,
it's been beautiful.
It has been beautiful. As a pregnant lady, you must be enjoying the fact that it hasn't been hot like this all the way along.
Oh, this is horrendous. This is my weekend of hell. It feels like hell too.
Disgusting, isn't it? I mean, I got to say, in the Leith household last night, in the house that we have, there is no aircon. Yeah. There is no aircon.
Welcome to my world.
No. There's no fans on the ceiling or anything like that.
No.
It's an old house.
It's a hot box.
It gets really hot. But we do have one standalone remote unit that we got years and years ago that it is an aircon, but you got
a portable aircon.
Yeah, great.
That's not an aircon.
I know it's not
when
an aircon.
Nothing else, though.
They're
it's the best.
Awful.
They are awful. But tell you what, considering the conditions we were dealing with yesterday, it was the best you could get. Last night in the Leith household, we all climbed into one bedroom. all of us.
Oh, of course, because it's portable. It can only do a small space. It can only do one room.
One, and it's one of those ones as well. It's got like this big, like ducting unit that goes out to the window.
It looks like the computer in the Lost in Space.
And it doesn't stretch very far. Yeah. Really and truly, you're really limited with this space that you're dealing with. So we all slept in the same room. We had the bunk beds. There was three of us in our bed. It was Island, myself, and Kiki in the bed.
Oh, that's got to be hot.
It got roasted throughout the night. We're blasting the aircon. It's loud. These units are really loud. It's right beside us. It has all these lights as well. So it was lit up like a spaceship. We're there. You know, you're half asleep. You're half awake. You're feeling a bit of the cold air. Eventually, I went to sleep. Middle of the night, I woke up to the familiar sound of silence. Someone switched it off.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
It wasn't automatic. Someone got up and switched it off. I don't know which one of the family members did it. I was disgusted because the heat had crept in straight away.
Oh, my God. Like, you need to set a disclaimer or something tonight before if you're going to do it again. Well, right, if it gets too cold, get out of the room.
Don't turn it off. There's lots of other hot areas in the house.
Yeah, that's right. All right. This is the one cold room.
You don't like this? Go on. You're not welcome. That's it. Your name's not in the door. Get out.
You're not welcome.
That's it. You're not welcome.
Jade Straney and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
Damo, you've had a lot of gigs in your time. You've been on stage. Have you ever had people get busted bringing in stuff they shouldn't?
Ooh. Oh, busted. Not always busted, but I know there's been lots of people over the years.
People get very creative.
People like to kind of, you know, bring in their own little supply. It's just nippy sweetie. That's what it's called.
Nippy sweetie. Oh, I like the sound of that. I'm going to pass that on to Mama Jude because we went to high tea the other Sunday last.
Oh, yeah.
I went in there and had some scones and did lady things, had a champagne cocktail. And on the way out, Mum picked up a bag and it went clinkety clink. And I was like, what have you got in there? I bought a couple of little bottles of bubbly.
Oh.
I thought if the drinks were thin on the ground, I'd pop one of those open.
Mum,
bring it in contraband.
Wow. I like her style. I got to say, good on you, Mum.
Well done. Well done.
Deserves a round of applause. I think it's beautiful.
But I think we had the discussion then about what people have done, the lengths they've gone to bring contraband and things that they shouldn't when they're being a bit naughty into events and places like that where you're not meant to take it.
Oh, look, I mean, it is a common thing. I remember I did Dancing with the Stars years ago. Hardest thing I've ever done, by the way, in my entire life.
Yeah.
It's excruciating. But every time they used to film an episode of it, it would take hours, and the audience would have to sit there for, we're talking 6 hours of just sitting there watching.
It's a marathon.
Eileen and her friends came along, and I told them, hey, it's going to be really, really long. You might want to bring something in to keep yourself going. So they got water bottles, and they put little vodka mixers into the water bottles. throughout the show, I could hear all this giggling going on from their side, over the top clapping. Look at those guys. They're getting trashed.
That's hilarious.
They snuck it into Dancing with the Stars. Oh my God.
How good is that?
And like, just you were sitting for the day. Oh, they're gone for another week. Oh, gone for another week. Five girls get up together, go for a week, come back.
I was like, you know, good on you again, because it takes so long. I mean, they were doing the right thing. All right, they were just making sure they were enthusiastic for the full 6 hours.
That's what you need.
Yeah,
6 hours of trying to be enthusiastic. Well, it got us thinking. It got us thinking that we want to find out from you, what contraband have you snuck in?
Some people are very creative.
Yes.
Contraband. It's even a rude word, isn't it?
It is.
Contraband.
Shh, don't say it out loud.
And we're not condoning it. We're just curious. Like, you know, there's some very creative people around and I'd like to find out how creative.
Jade Straney and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
We're talking about sneaking in the contraband.
Yeah, this is on the back of Mama Jude. Oh, yeah, heading to high tea with a couple of little bottles of champagne hidden in her bag.
Just in case she got thirsty. She didn't want to die of thirst.
Well, no, you can't get dehydrated. Oh, sorry, wait a minute. Doesn't alcohol dehydrate you?
Oh, details, Damien. So how did you sneak in contraband?
So it was my auntie, actually. She went to a festival with my mother to Day on the Green.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she emptied out a 2-litre pump sunscreen bottle and put vodka in it.
Oh my God.
That is awesome.
Did it taste like sunscreen?
No, she went to all lengths to make sure it was full sanitized, and then filled it up with vodka. And everyone's like, "Well, there's this crazy lady pumping sunscreen into her mouth," but it was actually vodka.
I love it.
I don't want to get burned on the inside. All right.
Oh, Dan, that is a cracking exactly story. Right. Good on you, Dan. You have a great day, mate. Thanks for the call.
You too, guys. Have a cracking one.
We're talking sneaking contraband.
We were at high tea the other day, and Mama Judah had a couple little champagnes in a bag. She didn't drink them. But she just took them just in case.
Yeah.
But we got talking the discussion around the table with all my cousins about sneaking in contraband. And one of my cousins said that she went to watch a sporting match once. This is over in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
And they wanted to sneak in some contraband. And so they got a loaf of bread. You know the loaves you can buy from the bakery that aren't sliced?
Yeah.
And they hollowed it out,
put
in a bottle of Jim Beam, and then put the loaf back in, and then flipped it over, put it in the bag. Wow. Looked like they had a little picnic lunch packed.
That's a prison technique, that is.
Oh, really? Is. I was like, man, you've taken it to the next level. But she's not the only one. There are a lot of people that get very creative when it comes to sneaking in things.
Yes.
Now, just actually, you're a lot like your mum, aren't you? Because didn't you tell us the other day that you snuck in, like, hot dogs and popcorn and lollies and everything into the cinema?
Yeah.
Despite the fact, you know, that
I was worried about COVID.
Oh, I know, okay. No.
Yeah. Keeping social distancing from the candy bar. That was my excuse.
All right, Justine, what have you snuck in somewhere?
Well, as a more senior adult, my friend and I recently went to some concerts pre-COVID, and we would get the little, you know, the little bottles that you get, like, in hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah.
And, put them inside our bra. And carry them in that way. You could fit quite a few bottles in, and then just go buy a soft drink and
start the day as a double D, and as an A cup.
And you know that no security is searching there, are they?
Yeah, that's right. Comment from Jim before we go. Hayward's Base. He had a friend who was in a wheelchair, and he used to fill a new leg pee bag with grog and strap it to his other leg. And take that in.
Wait, like
because he was in a wheelchair and he was a quadriplegic, he needed one of those things that you strap to your leg to catch the wee. So he used to take in a fresh one and strap it to the other leg and fill it with grog.
Oh my goodness.
Jim just said you just had to make sure that you got the right leg, otherwise getting on the piss took on a whole new meaning.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.